Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
And season's greetings to you.
And the same to you.
Let's talk about things that we would like to give people.
Okay.
What could be nicer than giving things?
And we're going to...
We'll do getting things next week.
Okay. Okay. Just so long as we have some balance here.
That's right.
What would I give people? Well, my husband and I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for Templeton Rye to arrive
to come through
the Baltimore market. And Templeton is made in Iowa, and my husband was made in Iowa. So it's something that we have been anticipating, and we bought a bottle recently, and it is the bomb.
Excellent.
As they say.
Mm-hmm.
Really smooth for a rye. It's gorgeous. Pig Whistle is another one that's out there that I have yet to try, but...
I have had the pleasure.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Yeah. So, good bottle of rye. This season, I have been jonesing on white Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying it from different producers, and I've been saying, you know, around the $20 range, give or take. I'd like to share the love of that. My last gift is a little frivolous, but there is an Italian company, is it Luxardo, I believe?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Who makes whiskey cherries that you would put in cocktails, namely Manhattans, that I am known for having a penchant for. And I would like to share the love on that, too. Those are really good cherries. And they're not inexpensive, so it's not something that...
$25.
Yeah. It's not something that I would necessarily go out and buy for myself. And I'm sure that there are other people who feel the same way, so I'd like to...
It's a nice gift.
Yes.
It really is a nice gift.
And JP, what's on your giving list?
Mine is very simple. My girlfriend loves Syrah, and I think it's time to wean her away from Australian Shirazes and try a Crozet Hermitage Northern Rhone Syrah.
Oh, like one we reviewed?
Correct, exactly. Any one. They're all good and interesting. I think she would enjoy that. I would give one of those sprightly, zesty Greek wines, white wines that are between $15 and $20 a bottle. They're great conversation pieces. Most people don't know anything about Greek wines. And because of Greece's unfortunate economy, they are a little cheaper than they have been in the past. So I think that makes a very nice gift. And also, Greece is one of the first places in the Western Hemisphere to make wine. It makes me think of, you know, you're drinking the same thing that maybe Homer wrote about. Maybe not. And of course, Taylor, 20-year-old port, always a nice thing to give to people in the holidays because it's something you can share with a whole bunch of people. It's something that will last a long time. Right. It's shelf stable.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It is the gift that keeps on giving. I couldn't agree more. So those are things that I would love to redistribute as we're redistributing. The holidays are all about redistributing wealth.
Very thoughtful.
I thought so too. Why don't you write us online at WBJC.com at the Word on Wine page. Tell us what you'd like to give people for your Christmas gifts. And for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.